Bickley and Murata. See or no? We or nah? Yay or nay?
All right, Jarrett. Jarrett Carlin, our master of ceremonies for yay or nay. What have you come up with 3 minutes before this segment started?
No, I'm joking. I had it done 4 minutes before. All right. So it seems that the Suns are going to take DeAndre Ayton with the first pick. But what do they do after that in free agency? Because the Lakers look like they're going to become a powerhouse once again. You still have the Warriors. You still have Houston. Yay or nay, the Suns. Yay or nay, there is any free agent this summer that the Suns should sign for more than 2 years.
Oof. I mean, they're not going to get LeBron. Realistically, in their range?
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to get LeBron.
They're going to draft Ayton, so Boogie Cousins is out of the question.
Uh-huh.
I would say
Aaron Gordon.
Well,
Kevin Durant.
Aaron Aflalo, is that one that was?
Aaron Aflalo?
Yeah.
Did I have the wrong name there? Who am I thinking of?
I would say nay.
I would say nay as well.
So another offseason, this is the offseason where they were supposed to cash in their chips. Another offseason where they don't really do much of anything major?
Not necessarily, but I don't think they're going to get a top flight free agent to come here right now. So you get the second tier, third tier guys.
Exactly.
Veterans that are gap fillers and can help your team win some games.
All right. Mike Trout and the Angels are currently playing the Diamondbacks. We talked about the greatness of Mike Trout. Yay or nay, Mike Trout is the most underappreciated superstar in any sport of all time.
Well, nay, they're not currently playing each other. That series is over.
Well, I mean currently as in that they just played.
Okay.
They haven't played another team since they played them.
Currently, Jared, they just played as past tense, kind of like Matt Cook talking after the game.
Most underappreciated superstar in any sport of all time.
I'm going to have to say yay. The stats we throw out there, he's made 7 outs in his last 8 games, and nobody talks about this guy. I'm going to say yay.
You're going too far. It's not nobody talks about him, but we've covered this subject before. I'm going to say nay, only because of my personal dealings with people spouting the virtues of the Miami Heat career of Justice Winslow on Twitter. Apparently, this guy's a superstar and just nobody knows it. He's better than Josh Jackson. He's better than Devin Booker.
That's such a joke.
I'm doing that tongue in cheek. I'll still say nay. I can't think of a guy whose skill set has led to less fanfare off the top of my head, but I'm sure there's got to be something.
You could literally be watching the greatest player of all time in baseball, and nobody really even talks about him, especially compared to Bryce Harper. I think that's the biggest problem, right? Because he came in the same time as Bryce Harper. He was much flashier.
And Mike Trout's pretty flashy in terms of style of play.
Is it possible that people don't like watching him because he looks like somebody put a uniform on a thumb? Because of his big, thick neck, you know?
He does have the thickest neck in Major League history, yes. That's for sure.
All right, well, speaking of Trout, yay or nay, the best type of seafood is shrimp.
Yay.
Nay.
Yay.
Nay.
Where are you going?
Crab.
Wow, we both say no to lobster.
We do, but like Alaskan king crab legs. Oh my goodness!
Ooh, oh, I like Maryland. Goodness. You ever have Maryland Blue Claw crabs with like Old Bay seasoning?
Yeah, you're a big fan of this Old Bay seasoning, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. He was born there.
Grew up.
It's part of the law. Right.
Every summer. Yep.
It's also part of the law.
I am not a big fan of seafood. I've had to start to like it with the diet I've been on. So I've grown fond of halibut.
Hey, Jarrett, your phone's ringing.
Yeah,
Jarrett, I've grown fond of some forms of cod, but crab legs. Oh, nothing better in my opinion.
Forms of cod? How about?
I'll take forms of cod for 500, please, Alec.
How about scallops, mussels?
I like scallops.
Clams.
I'm not a big seafood guy either.
Oysters?
No. I do love shrimp though, and it was also my highest rated protein on the Revitalized program.
Uh-huh. I'm a big fan of Chilean sea bass, which is actually I think used to be called the snaggletooth fish, and they changed the name to make it a little more palatable.
Snaggletooth. All right.
Exit stage right, even.
I don't know if you saw this story, but Cubs closer Brandon Morrow injured his back taking off his pants. Yay or nay, you have ever injured yourself in an embarrassing way.
Yay.
Which was?
Where do I start? I've thrown my back out on a couple of different occasions. Once, bending over to pick up a laundry basket. And secondly, getting off the toilet.
No! Yes. No!
Oh, I was hoping that's where you were going.
I cracked open my face the night before New Year's Eve walking out of my garbage well on a pitch black evening in Fountain Hills where my garden hose was kind of wrapped up in front of the gate and I didn't see it. My feet got caught into it and I went splat. You remember that, Vinny?
So you fell and hurt your face on New Year's Eve and you were
sober? No. This was the night before. Now, if this was on New Year's Eve, I'd expect nobody to believe this. This was the night before New Year's Eve. So I literally went to a New Year's Eve party that year with just a wicked, wicked, awful Band-Aid gauze thing across the bridge of my nose.
I do remember that.
I looked like a complete moron.
Like Jack Nicholson in Chinatown.
Right. That's exactly what, but worse. Yeah. That was pretty embarrassing.
All right. A big documentary movie about Mr. Rogers came out this past week, and they say it's excellent.
Oh, is it out?
Yeah. Limited release. But this brings up the question. Yay or nay, Mr. Rogers, this is in their prime. Yay or nay, Mr. Rogers would beat Bob Ross in a fist fight.
Yay. Isn't there like an urban legend?
Yes, but it is just an urban legend.
That Mr. Rogers was a Green Beret or something?
Yes. It's not, I don't think it's true, though.
Wow.
I would say yay. He would still beat him.
Did you ever see Bob Ross
is
whip
the most docile creature that has ever walked the earth?
Except for maybe Mr. Rogers.
No, I'm taking Rogers in a third round TKO.
You didn't see Bob Ross hit those brushes? Beat the devil out of them?
He wasn't beating them. He was utilizing them.
What do you think, Dan?
I'm going to go Mr. Rogers because anybody that nice on the outside has to have some just kind of weirdness on the inside. There's a picture on the internet of Mr. Rogers, and he's like flipping birds to somebody.
Yes.
It's right, classic.
I've seen that.
I thought you were going to say, leading up to that question, yay or nay, won't you be my neighbor?
Well, here's I did see Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom last night. Yay or nay, if the technology existed to really, truly bring back dinosaurs, you would be in favor of that happening.
Nay.
Why would anyone be in favor of that?
What do you mean? You love dinosaurs,
I do love them. I don't want to live next door to them.
Well, so not in my neighborhood. Very nice. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, no.
Let's inhabit the earth with creatures that are big and fierce enough to eat you. Yeah.
Yes. Have you ever stood next to a skeleton of like a T-Rex in a museum?
No, but I've stood next to Adam Silver and it's close.
Seriously, you've never seen a real live skeleton?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Now imagine that thing about, you know, add all the flesh and the skin and the and you get an idea of how much even bigger they are than just that skeleton, and you're like, that would be pretty terrifying.
Even if they existed in zoos and parks, you wouldn't be interested
what
in seeing
zoo?
It?
What zoo?
Didn't you just see the movie last night?
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? Right? How are you going to feed a T-Rex in captivity? Very carefully.
That's yay or nay for better or worse here on Bickley and Marotta.